some relatively new practices to boost ag trade, next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is working a dual strategy to improve ag exports. The first is reciprocal trade agreements, says Chief Ag Negotiator Julie Callahan.
Providing preferential tariff concessions for U.S. agriculture. Duty-free access, trying to break down these unnecessary non-tariff barriers, preventing us from fully accessing their market. Not limit market access when specialty cheese manufacturers want to export cheeses that are protected by EU geographical indications. We want them to commit to allowing our dairy producers to have full market access.
And USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Luke Lindberg says the second strategy involves rapid response missions that introduce farmers to their trading partners.
Guys with the dirt under their fingernails who can tell you why their beef is different or their soybeans are raised slightly better or whatever that might be. And that's the people they want to talk to. And so we have launched this set of programs where we're bringing over farm groups quickly, in many cases weeks after these agreements get locked in, to expose our producers to the market and begin to build those buyer-seller relationships.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.